A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to your favourite ever podcast.
Nip Talk. There is only one Nip Talk.
Talk about that another time. There is Nip Talk. That's not for today, but we'll bring the receipt soon.
Yeah.
Nip Talk, not giving a fuck. Really not giving a fuck. Welcome, guys. You're
welcome.
Here. We're back. It's another Wednesday.
It is.
And our gorgeous voices are in your ears. What have you been up to? You were at an Irish bar.
I went for out St. Patrick's Day.
What's it called? Hungry Pub?
Mucky
Hungry
Pub. Pup
Mucky
Pup. Mum, so it was
Mucky Pup?
Mucky Pup.
I thought it was called Mucky Pig.
No. That's you.
A Hungry Pig.
Yeah, I went there. It was fun.
Did you have a good time? Did you drink? Or
I had a few, but do you know what? Going out's just not for me. I left everyone.
Did you?
I think at about 4 o'clock, me and Katie were like back door.
Done, finished.
I went to hers for a wine after because the kids were playing in the garden because she's got a big fuck off garden.
Yeah.
So yeah, the kids were playing there and then I just went home. I can't. Ed's been away for 8 nights.
It's a long time, isn't it?
A really long time. So I've had the kids, not by myself, I won't claim that.
What does your childcare look like?
What does my childcare look
when
like?
When that question came up, I thought they meant, what does your nanny look like? Can I just caveat this with something really funny? When we both go, ask me anything. Oh, not that! We're like, ask me anything. We're so open. Have you seen, stop asking me questions.
Yeah, so basically I did a Q&A and someone put, what does your childcare look like? And I got really offended by it. But then it's like, then I posted like, what does your bum look like? Or something. Back to the girl.
You must have been in such a mood when you did that.
And then loads of people messaged me like, I don't get why you're offended by that question. And I, do you know what I responded to them? Would a man ask a man that?
Very true.
And they replied back saying, fair.
Yeah.
So we, as women, need to stop asking, like...
I fully get it, but at the same time,
and
we
it's
are asking
obvious
people
what
to
my childcare looks like. Extensive. And now you're nursery.
Extensive.
Yeah. And then I did another one. Someone said, who did you BBL? I said, it's not a BBL, it's implants. And some silly little hater has sent it to their friend, the picture of me saying I'd had bum implants. And her friend, who doesn't follow me, replied back and went, Jesus.
Or she sent it to a friend saying, Jesus. We don't know who sent it to her.
But yeah, you're a hater.
It wasn't meant to go
to you. And then
she
went, it looks amazing. And I just put an upside down face. Like, what is wrong with people?
I remember when I got one of my boyfriends, someone replied to me saying, oh my God, she's got another boyfriend already. And I was like, nah. And I just replied like, don't think that meant to go
to
me.
No. This, the best one.
I enjoy it when that happens.
The best one that I had was someone sending my profile to her friend and she went, this is the girl with the big forehead.
Oh my God, yeah.
That I was telling you about.
Do you know what celebrities
must get it? No, it was like a backhanded compliment. It was like, this is the girl with the really big forehead, but she's actually pretty.
Yeah, I think she's trying to make herself friend feel better about her big forehead. Also, you two have been gassing about this J-Lo. Morning. I need to catch up because I feel like sometimes I live in like a shoebox. I don't really follow all the stuff right. So much. So J-Lo, you've been talking about it this morning. What have you watched?
So J-Lo has got this docu-series, would you call it? Not a docu-series, it's documentary. Yeah. So she, the documentary is about her making, it's not a music video. Yes. If you've watched it, that'll make sense. So she's making a film.
Okay.
And
is this what people do when they've got so much money they don't know what to do?
This is the whole point, right? So she's making a film because did you know that Ben Affleck's a really famous producer?
No.
Like more than an actor.
You
like,
two were saying you fancied him a bit. Fancy I absolutely him. Don't yeah. fancy him.
No, you will if you watch it. Really? I didn't like what he had on at the end of the film.
Don't care. To me, if someone's got the swag, if they can just own it, it doesn't bother me.
Anyway, long story short, it must have cost bazillions of pounds, basically. Right.
20 million, I think.
20 million pounds to make this.
Is Ben Affleck with J-Lo?
Yeah, they're married. They got back together.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What? I don't follow shit. I did on my life. Did
random
not know that.
Couple. Random couple.
Because they were together. Yeah, I remember that. Are they married? Have they got kids?
No kids.
Okay.
She's got twins with.
She's not with the Spanish guy?
No.
Fucking hell.
So anyway, back to the thing. Basically, they are making this film, whatever the fuck it is. Sorry, J-Lo, you're not listening probably. And she's like getting so into it, isn't she, Christina? And she's like, and then we're going to have a mechanical heart beating and it's going to push rose petals out. And then I'm going to be dancing in the mud and the mud needs to be the right texture for me to dance properly in the mud.
No.
And then it's
and on, this is a film?
Yes.
With
it's
mud.
Not a music video, it's a film.
Okay, so it's a music video.
And basically, it's a long music video that costs 20 million quid.
Wow.
And then she, like, rings all these famous people to be in it. And loads of them say no.
No, they don't. Does she film? Does it show them saying no?
Yeah, and they're, like, sat in the room and her agent's like, we called Britney. She's in Disneyland. we called the... So anyway, so she's fucking, like, scrambling around trying to get all of her famous friends.
I would have done it. Well, we should have rang us. I would have done it. Imagine me dancing in the mud.
You were too busy at Rochdale.
I was in Rochdale.
But one bit, basically, guys, watch it. And J-Lo, I think she has had that much smoke up her arse that it has.
It's gone too far.
A little bit. It was the bit for me, Christina, when the man was running after her in her car with the mud. And he was going, we need to pick the mud. And this poor little person was running around with boxes of mud one, two, or
three. I
think
that was her manager.
Yeah. And she was driving off in the car like, I'm done now. And then you just need to watch it. Yeah, and I felt really sorry for Ben. Did you?
Right, so let me just explain what it is. So about 20 years ago, she did an album called This Is Me. Right. I can't remember.
Ben.
Yeah. And Ben. It was basically that album was about Ben and she was with Ben at the time blah, blah, blah. Anyway, then they split up and then 20 years later, they get back together.
Lovely.
And she recreates the album called This Is Me Now.
Mm. Now.
And then she's made a film about this album and it's about her... It's based on her life, and it sounds to me like somebody who is bored. Yes, well, so basically they did want to get it commissioned and then they had someone commissioned to do it and they pulled out. So then she had to put her own money to it.
Yeah.
And so both of them are on Amazon. I watched it because Ashley was like, watch it. So I put it on and I accidentally put the wrong one on. I put that on it and it was like, this mad thing. And then like Fat Joe is a therapist in it. And it was just like, I was like, what
and he's
is
got
this?
A really bad beard.
But anyway, she makes out that she's going to be like revealing all these secrets about her.
It's not.
I want to know, how did her and Ben get back together?
Yeah.
Who made the first move? Who texted who first?
And it's not
I want
about
to know
that.
Everything.
It's about the mud.
Go and watch it, guys.
Then,
anyway. Real Housewives of Beverly
Hills. I do like Real Housewives. I will watch Real Housewives.
The reunion, have you watched
it? I've not got that far yet. Mm. I don't know where I'm up to.
Have you watched it, Christina?
I only get to watch it between football and fucking MMA
on my telly all the time. Does James enjoy watching it with you?
Says he doesn't, but he does.
It's fantastic.
I like it.
Kyle gets asked about Morgan.
And what does she say?
Just watch it.
No, come on.
She just doesn't say it much. She just...
Are they or aren't they?
I think
she's
taking
a dive
and
in the muff or not.
Basically, it sounds like Mauricio Mo.
He's fit.
He's so fit. He's the iconic DILF.
Absolutely.
Everyone fancies Mo.
Everyone.
I think Mo is everyone's mm-hmm. type. Mo.
Mo, my friend Mo.
So
I like PK.
There's something about him. He's a bit of a bullshitter, though, I think.
Yeah, there's something about him that I find quite attractive.
PK! PK! So, what I was saying is,
okay.
Mo cheated on Kai.
Did he? Mm-hmm. Well, what before, was that the catalyst?
So then it played back all those bits. Do you remember when when they went on that holiday and she put the OK magazine on the lounger, do you remember? And it said on the front and Brandy got blamed for it.
So everybody knew.
Yeah.
And then so everyone was right when they used to make the digs.
Yeah. And then I think he had some kind of affair with his Dancing on Ice person.
Really?
And she didn't want him to go on the show, she said. And yeah.
So they're fully split up,
right? And then Kathy Hilton makes an appearance again at
the end. Does she say? She comes in, drops a bomb and leaves, doesn't she? She's crackers.
She's nuts.
Nuts. Bat shit nuts.
I wonder what happened with Lisa Rinna.
I love her. I'll always love Lisa.
Yeah, she got cancelled off it, didn't she?
That's a shame, because I really like Lisa.
I miss Lisa.
I think she's beautiful.
It'll be interesting to see who's on next season.
Right, you've written down here for us to discuss some nits. Oh. So sometimes, guys, like, we've said this before, but during the week, like, if something happens, we'll pop it on a note, won't we, to discuss? Who's got nits? If it's you, you should have told me.
Someone in Saskia's class has got nits. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm in the mum's group chat.
Oh, they've let you in?
Well, I asked to be in.
And who let you in? One of the main mums?
Yeah.
Is there like a hierarchy of main mums?
I think so. I don't mix.
Well, you're not.
No.
You're not main mum.
So the mum's group chat was going off about these nits.
Yeah.
So I've had treatment in the hair because I'm not... Nits terrify me.
Same. And when you've got a weave like mine...
And when someone talks about nits, I itch my head. Do you?
My concern is if I were to get nits...
Yeah, you have to have your extensions
They would
out.
Breed in my weave.
Yeah.
Like they would make like
a house
in my weave.
Yeah.
They'd have like
an estate.
Yeah. Mm. And they would like stick into my bonds and they'd use my bond as like a swing to jump into the house.
So she's had all this treatment in her hair and she goes like, Mummy, this stinks.
Has she actually had nits or have you just pre-treated her?
Just been treating, but I'm on high alert for nits. And then she gave me conjunctivitis.
Really kind.
Yeah, really
conjunctivitis
kind.
Is another bastard.
Another bastard.
Yeah. Do you know nits though? I'm frightened of. Thea's got so much hair. So much
hair.
Has
she ever had them? Saskia's never had them.
Not yet.
Touch wood.
Not yet. And I'm frightened to death because they do. It actually freaks me out.
Yeah, it makes me feel away.
And the crawling in the head.
Yeah.
And we are always head to head, me and that kid. Yeah. So it freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, so I said to my cleaner today, I was like, all of the beds, please.
Everything, yeah. What about, we've spoken about this before, has Saskia had worms yet?
She's not, no, but she will at some point because she touches animals and then doesn't wash her hands.
Yeah, she will get them at some point. Thea's not had them yet. She said the other day she had an itchy bum and I thought, oh no.
But supposedly you meant to flash a torch on their bum and then the worms
I've told you this before. I've seen the worms in my butt when I was younger.
No.
I've told you this before.
I have had worms when I was little.
I have seen them. I squatted over a mirror. I'm sorry. It happened. I opened my cheeks. I gave a slight push. Almost like you're going to do a poo, but obviously I didn't poo down on the mirror. Just, you know what I mean? To open the sphincter. I did like a... Do you know what I mean?
So you sat down and
squatted over the mirror. Did like a... Do you know
like what they do in prison to see if you've
just
got
to open
up.
Yeah. And I saw... Yeah. And I saw them.
What did it look like?
So you've said this before on a previous episode about, oh yeah, everyone gets worms. I've never known anyone to get worms.
Worms
are rife. We've all got
them.
Some kind of parasite.
And they literally, right, you shine a light and they literally, honestly, this is really, you can see the tails. They're tiny, absolutely tiny, almost like a grain of rice. But you can see them flicking the tails. Woo, party, party. And they come out at night. So at probably 10. Come out at night. So at night, the mums come out to lay the eggs on your anus.
What?
Oh,
what? Yeah. So do they crawl or...
They're tiny.
They just live in your arse?
They crawl around. They live in your arse, but they pop out for like to lay the eggs. So they're like a grain of rice. That's the size. But you can see them wiggly, wiggly, wiggly. And they itch like fuck. And I remember being about 10, lying in bed because they come out at night. And if you just stop for a minute and just concentrate, you can feel the wiggling. It's not just like itching. It is... wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
So what did you do?
My mum went and got the tablets. We had to change all the towels, but I kept getting them. I couldn't get rid of the fuckers. Probably because I don't wash my hands. I couldn't get rid of them. And then my mum was like, I'm going to get them now. But the funny thing is, adults don't have symptoms, so I could still have them right now. Last time I looked at my arsehole, I didn't. But adults don't get symptoms.
I've got an itchy bum now.
Would you rather have nits or worms? I'd rather have worms and not take my extensions out, in all honesty. Like, worms are in my knickers. Nits are not.
Do they make you thin as well?
No, so that's tapeworm. That lives in your stomach and it eats all your food. I've never had that. Anyway, so any funny TikToks? Moving on.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, I've got a very serious ick. Men watching football.
Oh, it's fucking...
No, not just watching football. There's my main problems are this. Number one, when they say, we. We.
We won.
We won. No. You didn't win.
Yeah.
You didn't. You are at home watching telly. We won. We're going up the league. You're not going anywhere. You're on minimum wage. You're not going anywhere. Like, you're not getting... We aren't going anywhere. And then the other thing is this. So they watch it and they go, oh, you should have kicked it to the left.
Oh, you can hear it. The whole house shakes.
You should have kicked it to the left. And it's like, they give advice. Oh, you should have used your left leg. And I literally, when James does this, I go, do you know what you should do?
And they're like, yeah.
Do you know what you should do? You should go down tomorrow and see if you can be part of the team.
Yeah.
You should manage, because clearly you know much more. The manager should have replaced him with him. Why are you not a football manager? Have you thought about this career? Like, at what point? You actually are right. You seem to know better than the football manager. Yeah. So I suggest you go and manage that team, because you know a lot more. Like, you are sat at home. You are not a footballer. And you are saying, should have passed it to the left.
Like, I can't. We don't shout at the telly when we're watching Real Housewives Reunion.
I just don't
get
it.
And we're passionate about that.
I don't get it. It's the fact that they think they know and could play a better match of football than the professional football. Go, you need to go on that pitch, because you clearly know what you're doing,
it's
more than David Beckham does.
Yeah, it's an
it's an
David
ip.
Beckham doesn't even play football.
He's the only footballer I know.
I remember once Ed took me to United and I was like, where's Ronaldo and Beckham? Yeah. And he was like, they're not here. I was like, oh, fuck, I want to go home now.
They're the only ones that I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like everyone just thinks that they know how to play football. You are watching it at home. You didn't go up in the Premier League. You are still sat on your sofa.
No, it's an ick.
It's an ick. It's an ick.
Right, so we need to talk about this post that I did.
Yeah.
Because you both loved it.
Yeah, so you put something on Instagram the other day. It was like a, I don't know, you can read it out. And it really resonated with me. And I felt like it would with a lot of our listeners as well.
So I'll read it out. Basically, what the quote it says is that this lady can't stop thinking about the fact that she's 35. The average woman on Earth lives to be about 72. That means I have another lifetime ahead of me.
A full lifetime.
Yeah. That's us, though, isn't it? Because we're...
And I think one
we're
of the
of that age.
Around that, one of the things it made me think about is not to ever live in the past. Like, if you think from the moment you were born to now, you've got that all over again. You've got a whole nother chance
that
and a whole new life. Don't think, oh, I'm turning 30. Oh, it's you've got a full lifetime. Yeah. So what I would do with that, and also in that first lifetime, you were a child. You were learning. You were making
you
mistakes.
You didn't have your own money.
You didn't have your own money. Yeah. Whereas now you're in a position, you've learned, you've made mistakes.
Yeah.
You now have got another full chance at life, knowing what you know.
Also, I just think that for me, I looked at that and I thought,
you know, I've got like friends who are in unhappy situations, whether it's their job, their relationship. Yeah. We've got another
life to go. Yeah.
So just fucking
make the change. Absolutely. You've got a full life to go. Take the lessons you've learned.
Yeah.
Never look back and regret any of the past. Mm. Don't keep looking back at it. You've got a full another life now.
Yeah.
So instead of bumbling on,
yeah,
listen to the mistakes you've made. Look at what you're not happy with. Make the changes now. Like, don't look at 30s as, oh, I'm 30s, I'm past it. No, you've got a full another life. Like, if you want to ruin it, carry on in the job that you hate. Carry on with the boyfriend that doesn't treat you right.
Yeah.
Or make a change and put everything you've learned into practice for this next part of your life. Like, look at it as a, how exciting is that? You've got another life to go.
Stunning.
And part of that first life, you were pooing in a nappy.
Legit.
And part of the at the end of the next life, you might be. But, you know.
Right, guys, I've got a little favour to ask you. If you can you go on wherever you're listening to your podcast now and give us, obviously, a 5-star review? Just give us some... kind feedback over there. We would absolutely love that because it really helps us and it really helps the pod. We see them all. And honestly, guys, thank you so, so much. Share wherever you're listening because spreads the word of the pod. And yeah, you are part of the Nip Tuck gang. Love you. Lauren. What? Lauren's just sat back down. Have you read the reviews recently?
Not recently.
Right, I'm just looking at
them.
But
I appreciate everyone that does it, but no, not recently.
There is definitely some haters out there because...
Have you seen how many people have given us 1 star?
What?
Yeah.
No. How can you tell how many have given 1 star?
What?
Look, there. Just because they clearly don't like them.
So there's only like one person.
No, but the written reviews are really good though.
No, they're amazing.
The written reviews are good. It says, please do more hacks and dupes. Actually, we've got a good bargain bouquet for you today. Oh.
Can I talk about my review?
I've just seen the bad one.
Yeah, right. Okay. So I noticed this, right? Okay. I noticed this a couple of weeks ago because I read the reviews. And it's about me.
Read it
so
out.
I'm going to read it out. It's from someone called Louisa. Hi, Louisa.
Hi.
Like the podcast, but Miss Lucas. Not sure about this new random woman on there who keeps chiming in, right? So I read it and I was like, oh my gosh. Right. Oh. And then I sent it to you lot. We were laughing. Oh. And then I got my boyfriend to read it and his face when he read it, he went, oh.
Oh, was that's he really?
No, no, it's sad. Okay, Christina. I've just come across this.
Oh, there's a nice one. Yeah, they spelt my... I thought it was you, but they spelt my name wrong.
I've got one here. 1 star. Used to love this pod, but Ashley's cackling and screaming ruins it. It's all right, mate. When's Lauren going to get a bad review?
I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the people's person.
Do you know what made me pissed
Ashley
off the most?
Ashley ruins it.
Listen to this one.
Ashley has really ruined this podcast by constantly getting innocent retail workers into trouble by publicly complaining about them on the podcast. Sorry, Foxy.
Do you not
Roxy.
Remember though, at the beginning, everyone used to say that I just spoke over you for the whole time. I used to get loads of bad ones.
Can I just talk about me?
Oh, this is random woman chiming in.
Right. No, do you know what upset me the most about this? Not upset. I wouldn't say upset. Pissed me off.
Yeah.
Triggered.
Woman makes me sound old. it made me sound really old. And I was like, fuck off. Like, and do you know what? I'm going to say it.
Oh.
Do you think it's because I'm a woman that people are pissed off that Lucas isn't there anymore? I'm going to say it.
Maybe.
Be more pissed off with me.
Yeah, maybe.
We've had a lot of messages about Lucas. And guys, we just changed company.
Yeah, there's no shit. Like, we love him. We still speak to him. We're still friends. It was all genuine. There's honestly absolutely no
drama.
But
unfortunately, he's not coming back. So
you're stuck now, like Christina.
No, basically.
And
we
me.
Moved
I am part of the podcast
actually,
as well.
Maybe I should do
maybe
my own.
You should go.
Maybe me and Lucas should be
I think it's Lauren in the comments, dude.
No, there's no shame. We move production companies, which podcasts do. Yeah, we're getting bigger. Yeah. We wanted a bit of a change. Unfortunately, Lucas worked for them, and that's that. But me
guys,
and Lucas,
give Christina a chance. She's actually sound as fuck.
However,
like,
me and Lucas, if you're interested,
shut up.
You could come over to mine and Lucas's podcast, The Two L's, which we will be starting soon.
Well, good luck.
Lisp and Lucas. No, Christine is really sound. She's very normal. Thank you, like thank very you. Much like us. But like, yeah, whatever.
And
she ain't going anywhere. So.
And another thing.
I'm all right too.
Ashley is also nice. And
if you don't fucking like it, turn it off, mate.
Like, so yeah, good comments only, please.
Yeah, and also the Patreon.
Everyone loves you on there.
Fuck off. The Patreon stuff. Like, yeah, of course we're plugging Patreon. We've got fucking bills to pay. But you know what? It's actually sound as fuck as well.
That sound. So. Patreon's amazing. No, guys, we're taking the piss, obviously. Yeah. Do you know what I think? I've got a concern now that everyone's going to start writing what bad ones in about me to even it out. I've not got a thicker skin. Don't do that because I'll quit. I will quit. I'll just be like, I can't do this anymore. I'm out. When we first started recording videos, actually, I'm proud of myself because when we first started
doing... Oh, the comments on TikTok.
And I'm not that thick skinned. I am with some things, but like image related things, I'm actually not that thick skinned.
I think you are.
Not, yeah. No.
Oh, are you sensitive soul?
And I don't like, because I'm so critical of my own image. At first, I found it. I remember being in Ibiza. It was one of our first TikToks, and you, Dick, messaged me and said, "Whatever you do, don't read the TikTok comments while you're on holiday." So I was pissed reading the TikTok. That girl's lips are ridiculous. Ooh, she's ugly. I was like, oh my God. And I really
like
upset
on
me.
Little Britain.
It really upset me. But now I've really got a thick skin now. Like, I'm fine with it now. But I did struggle at first. So
we get cold slags all the time. Do you know what though? Look, we joke and... But it is hot. It is
it
not.
Is me.
It's not nice.
It's a lot of it's men, you know.
Would you ever comment?
Never.
I'm sorry to talk about
or
Katie Price again, but reading
never.
Her comments, it's just
so Christina is
sickening.
Katie Price's producer as well, and she's got access to her Instagram, and she was telling us like some of
the show
comments,
Instagram.
The show Instagram. You said they're really bad.
It's horrible. Like, it genuinely affects me. Like, and because I know her.
And she's not a cock.
And she's so lovely. And I'm like... This is really unfair, like really unfair. And like, you guys get good, you don't get anything bad. But yeah, like, you know, we joke about these Apple reviews, but you know,
But the thing is, I just think like, if you're that unhappy at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday to leave a one-star review and write something mean or like go out of your way to write something.
Like, we've had DMs before saying girls, blah, blah, blah. And I'm always like, love that. You're part of our team. If there's something that we need, absolutely, I'm here for it. But just nastiness is just completely unnecessary. And then I wonder how many percentage of our listeners are secret haters.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. I mean, the numbers are the numbers.
Hey, hater. As my first experience of a troll with that comment, I won't keep going on about it. I won't.
It's all right. We've got pages of websites about us.
Yeah. But you know what? It does, make you feel. Do you know what? It does make you feel really insignificant.
We had it.
Like,
we,
it just makes you like a random woman. And it's
random
like,
woman.
I'm a producer. Person.
I've got a heart and soul.
We had a bit of a mental breakdown in COVID, didn't we?
Yeah, I found that time when that website with all the awful stuff, which I believe probably still goes on, I really struggled with that, actually.
Yeah.
I found that incredibly difficult. And it made me second-guess everything. Now I think, listen, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have my dream job. So literally those people, look at this now, if you're a hater listening, you doing that, you're nastiest, look at what you've given us, guys. Look at our dream job.
We need to talk about that at some point because I have no idea. You keep mentioning about that. But
maybe not now.
But I think another episode, we should definitely talk about that.
And now I genuinely don't care. So is anyone who negatively... you're unhappy. You're not happy.
I just delete them. I don't even read and comment.
I don't get like massive abuse. But it does bother you. It does bother you. I remember when I got with James, I know people were like, "Oh, boyfriend number 564." And I get it. It's funny. I agree. Hopefully this is the last one. But like, I get it.
It might not be there, and that's fine too.
And that's fine because it's up to me. Anyway, I'm getting married, so let's
I just think if you're going about your day and you're not hurting anyone else, then honestly,
Absolutely. Anyway, we've really gone on. Let's talk about something with some actual substance.
Let's do bargain bucket then.
That's got
bargain,
some substance.
Bargain.
Bargain.
Right. So I was thinking, Lauren, about, you know how we do a spring clean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a spring makeup bag clean.
Okay.
So it's all about getting your shit sorted. No clutter in that makeup bag.
Everything clean, everything wiping clean. It down. Mine. I looked at mine today and I thought,
no.
It looked like the bottom drawer in someone's kitchen.
If your makeup isn't clean and like fresh and your brushes, you're just spreading germs all over your face then.
And your makeup's not going to sit as well because you've got so much old product
exactly.
on it.
Exactly. So what I like to do is I probably do it like every 2 months. I put a towel down in my dressing room and I get all my makeup out, tip it out of the makeup bags. Then I clean the makeup bags.
Yeah.
My personal preference is a clear makeup bag.
I've got one from Amazon.
Yeah. And then you just order a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like two layers on it. Yeah. So mine's got a top and a bottom. I have my brush. I have like certain parts in one and the foundation just so it's not difficult to find everything.
I've got the Louis Vuitton vanity case.
Of course you have.
And the good thing about that is, do you know when you're getting ready to go out and all your shit's ever, worst thing ever is getting home to a messy house. I just throw it in that and then close the lid.
Yeah.
That is very bougie of me, I know. That I'm so relatable.
That's why nobody likes you. I've got one that was £5 from Amazon because I'm salt of the earth.
But I actually do have the clear Amazon one as well.
No, on my list is the Louis Vuitton one.
Yeah.
It's on my next
it's a good present.
I don't spend that much money on other stuff. So if I want to do a little splurge,
and it's got a bit for your jewellery at the top.
You've really made it absolutely affordable for everyone now.
So I put the towel down, I tip it all out, clean the makeup bags, and then I get, you know, that Dettol spray that kills all the germs?
Yeah.
I spray that over everything. Then I get a pack of Dettol wipes, a bowl of warm, soapy water that I put baby shampoo in, kitchen roll, and that alcohol, rubbing alcohol.
I just put mine in the bath.
No. I'm going to tell you how to do it properly. So
Thea do it when she was in the bath. I'd pass her the brushes and make... I'd kill two birds with one fabulous foundation.
So
when she sat in the bath, right, I'm not joking, I get her to squeeze the shower gel or whatever onto her hand. I pass her the brushes and she goes like this with them in the bath, probably pisses in the bath as well, and then passes them back to
me. With her worms.
Puts them up a bottom. I wipe it, and then that's it. That's how I do it.
So I've now got three children. I can start a chain.
Yeah,
when
you
they
could
pass
start a chain and then they pass it to the other one who cleans it.
So Teddy can hair dry the brushes.
Yeah, honestly.
So basically, rubbing alcohol off Amazon. It comes in a massive thing. And what you do is you literally pour it onto your brushes. Then you clean the brush on the kitchen paper and they dry instantly.
So you'd have to rinse?
No. It's called rubbing alcohol. Then I get my beauty blenders, my beauty blenders and my poofs, and I put them in the washing machine.
Yeah, in a pillow or something. A bag. I bet you've got in a Louis Vuitton bag. I put it in my Birkin.
I throw it in. And then basically, it takes a very long time. Mm-hmm. I wipe over all of the outside of the makeup, all the mirrors, all that jazz. But did you know? We should actually be throwing shit away, Lauren.
Oh,
and I wrote this down for you because I know what a filthy animal you are, okay?
Right, go on.
Mascara.
Yeah.
Guess how long?
I don't know.
3 months.
Oh, no. Mine's been there for longer than 3 months.
Mine only lasts about 3 months.
I only put it on my bottom lashes.
Right, okay. Eyeliner.
Liquid. 3 months?
6 months. Pencil liners can last a year.
Okay.
Foundation.
A year.
6 to 12
months. I reckon I do that.
But it says here, and this has happened to me, throw it away if it starts to separate.
Or sooner if you've got acne prone skin.
Lip gloss.
Oh, forever.
A year.
No, I'm not changing my lip gloss every year.
Concealer a year. Nail varnish 2 years.
Nail varnish. I've got one thing of nail varnish for my toes and I've had that for years.
Exactly. Powders 2 years.
Yeah.
eyeshadows 2 years. I've
got palettes never changing my eyeshadow 2 bloody
well,
years.
Well, I've got fucking conjunctivitis now.
Oh, I've been using your makeup as well today.
So, yeah, basically, you should be throwing shit away.
But sometimes you've got the golden ones that you can't throw away because they've been discontinued.
This is what I was going to say. So there's stuff that I have held on to. Right, I have got a MAC lip gloss and it's called MAC Plush Glass in ample pink. And MAC now no longer make the plush glosses.
Why do they do that?
And that lip gloss was like glue. Like you put it on, it makes your lips like massive and gorgeous, stunning. And the colour was the perfect for my hair and skin. Blonde, pink, nude, right? And when I found out it was being discontinued, I bought all 100 of them.
Phoebe.
So every time I was going into MAC, I'd be like, or walking past, do you have? And my mum even went to America and bought me a few back. And I had one left in the box. And I said, I am saving this for my wedding day.
Yeah.
And I did.
Wonderful.
And that lip gloss was probably 10 years old.
Yeah. And well, you've got to. I love, and it's really hard to get hold of, the Becca Under Eye Brightening.
I've got a whole drawer of them. Because we heard it was getting discontinued and then it didn't.
So I tried the NARS one.
Non-comparable.
Non-comparable. It's stuck in all my creases.
It's called Becca Under Eye Brightener.
Fantastic. It's so creamy. Yeah, I tried the NARS one. If anyone's thinking of trying the Under Eye, it's a new one. No, it's stuck in all my creases.
Beauty Pie bought one out that's really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's fantastic, that product. Love it.
I love Becca. I love loads of Becca stuff. I love the packaging. I love the idea of it. I love so
They've
much
of
They've
got rid of the counters now, though, which was really annoying. Juicy Tubes.
I don't like a gloss. I hate sticky gloss.
They're back now.
Well, they can go back again.
I know what you probably miss, your Dream Matte Mousse.
That stuff was so drying,
that
wasn't
was
it?
That was so drying. And do you remember that Max Factor one?
Two different squirts.
And it was like a mousse as well, wasn't it?
Do you remember on some of the pictures that you've posted on Patreon of you when you were like, what, 16?
Snob lip.
There's one called Saint Germain.
Yeah, Saint Germain and Snob.
Wow, they were the pinkest. Like,
I think they're still out
and
there.
The brightest pink cheeks. Yeah. Oh, I used to love all that. I've got a MAC. Guys, I don't know if they still do it. It's a mineralised blush and it's called...
Told you about it, the pinky one, but it's not pink.
It's coral. A small bastard, I can't remember the name. I'll try and remember it and post it because it is the perfect cheek colour. And it's lovely, but I've gone more cream now with everything that I use.
Mm.
As the age is creeping on. And I had Photo Fabulous again the other day, so my skin is dry.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. I am going to get a new makeup bag. You've kind of pushed me now to do that.
Absolutely. But, I mean, makeup-wise, you only really need, like, your staple items in there. So if I said, right, Lauren, grab a bag now, we're going to London for the night, what would you throw in your little makeup bag?
Eyebrows. Mm-hmm. I use Browsing, the discontinued one by Benefit. They now have a big palette. It's a double palette. You can't get it. You have to get it off eBay.
And how much are they on eBay?
I can't remember.
A lot.
More, yeah. But it lasts years. I've had that for fucking years. I would take a foundation, probably. I've been using YSL Touche Glas foundation.
Really?
Yeah, I actually really like. Today doesn't look great. My skin's dry, but actually really, really like that. I'd probably take that Armani Luminous Silk. Although I've been put off that recently because loads of makeup artists that I've seen have been slagging it off. And I would take a lip liner, Spice by MAC. They would be my absolutes.
I've just got
a liquid liner for a flick. I have to.
Strip Down's nice. Strip Down, Bodily Bear, both really nice. But the Doll Beauty lip liners are basically the exact same and half the price.
They're so cheap. I can't wear Bodily Bear or Strip Down because my lip blush is fucking darker.
Shut up.
You put Strip Down, it doesn't even show up on my lips.
Really?
Yeah, Spice. But there's,
Dervish.
Go Girl. I think it's one of the doll ones that I absolutely love. I think it's called You Go Girl.
Something like that.
It's really good.
But also, guys, can we normalise getting samples of skincare and makeup again?
You don't do it anymore.
How fucking bad is it? Like,
if you ask for a sample, they look at you like a piece of shit.
Yeah, but no, you should not feel like a piece of shit. I always say. Me and Lauren get brands asking to work with us all the time, and they go, right, okay, you ready, you can do this post next week, and I say to them, no, I need to use your product for a few months
and
try
then I'll
it
tell
out
you
so and then we can do it if I like it. But this is the thing, right? If you're spending hundreds of pounds on your makeup or your skincare, So I went into La Prairie because I really wanted to try their skin caviar, which is like, I think, 500 quid for a pot of it.
I would rather have three rounds of Profilo.
So I went in and I was like to the lady, have you got any samples? And she was like, no. And I was like,
well, how do you expect me to spend 500 fucking pounds on a cream? Then?
And do you remember, I think foundation's very the same.
Oh my God, you used to be able to get foundation. I used to live off the
samples. When I was a student, I did as well.
So I used to go, and I remember the Armani one, and I feel like it might have been, I don't think it was MAC, and I, Elizabeth Ard, it was a double wear. Yes. And I used to go in and get samples.
Estee Lauder.
And I swear,
Estee Lauder samples were good.
The samples would last, and I'd get all different colours that I could use them with my skin tone. And I would never buy, I never used to wear foundation.
And do you remember,
though?
So it was in a magazine, they would write this thing saying, take this for your 2 week sample.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right, we used to get samples in magazines.
Yeah, all the time, you'd pull them off, wouldn't you?
Like, I feel like, though, it was something to do with COVID why they now don't do the samples.
Everything is to do with that, isn't it?
But, guys, and also, do you know what? I bet the girls working on the counter sometimes are bored shitless.
And it'd be nice.
And it'd be nice to have a little chat with you when you go sample. In.
No, I agree.
Yeah, have they stopped that? It's really annoying.
But
if
we get sent
any hacks,
loads of stuff. But what we tend to do, how it works, if anyone cares, is they'll say, hi, if anyone gives a shit, is hi, this is the makeup brand, can we work together? And then we'll say, okay, send them to us, and then if we like them, we'll get back in touch with them, be like, yeah, we liked it. That tends to be how it works.
Right, well, speaking of being an influencer, that is actually what this week's episode on Patreon is about, you know, because me and you are such good ones.
Oh God, we're probably the worst influencers.
So we're talking about that on Friday,
how
guys.
It works, how it started, what you like, yeah, that kind yeah, of thing. Yeah. That'd be good.
All the tips, tricks, hacks, all that jazz. But yeah, we hope you liked the bargain bucket today. We're going to bring that segment back.
Yeah, we've not had
bigger
it.
And better.
We've not had it on the bonus or anything like that. We just got a little bit out of sync. We've had so much to talk about, I feel.
Yeah.
That it's been like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But we know that everyone loves it.
And
so
if
we're
there's
gonna...
any certain bargain buckets that, like, you've used a cult product or you want
don't
a theme.
Like.
Or, yeah, what's the worst thing? Do you know what? I'll tell you the worst thing I've bought recently is those fucking portable straighteners.
Why would you buy them? They remind me of like 20 years ago when they were like lukewarm.
Because for in my gym bag, you know, when you just need a quick like,
no,
yeah, no. Waste of time.
Does your gym not have straighteners?
It does actually. Yeah.
Well, then why
now
the fuck
it does.
You
just
gym?
Bought them for the because you're silly, didn't you? Just wanted them. Yeah. No.
Anyway, anything like that, just send it over, guys, because we love to do the research for you.
Now, dilemma. Email dilemmas. Our emails were a bit, we were having problems with them, weren't we? But we're back up and running, and you guys.
Lauren in IT sorted the emails
out. Can I
out.
Just say, Lauren in IT does a lot
Lauren's
of IT
in accounts
stuff.
And IT.
I'm very good at accounts and IT. A dick.
Yeah, being a bitch.
A bitch. Right. No, you do more content stuff. I'm not great at the bargain bucket stuff because you do that because you're more like. You're
sadder.
I'm in the shoebox. I don't.
Yeah, I'm in the shoebox.
I'm sat in the shoebox on the computer doing IT. Right, a dilemma.
Dilemma of the week.
Dilemma of the week. Okay. Hi, girls. So I had a conversation with my partner the other day and wondered your opinion on this. We've been together 11 long years. Two kids, dog, house, all that boring shit. More than happy where our life is heading, etc. But contraception is starting to be a thing. We both do not want any more kids. So I suggested my partner get the snip. So I can come off the pill because I only have to say the word pregnant and I'm knocked up. He was all for it. But then he was like, if you're not bothered, why don't you just get sterilized? Which made me think, yeah, why don't I? It honestly doesn't bother me. Even if anything was to happen to either of us future wise and we didn't end up together, I know that I do not want any more kids. Two of the fuckers are enough. So I just wondered, what are your thoughts on being sterilized? Would you do it? Would you ever get to the point when you definitely don't know you don't want any more kids? Or are you totally against it? I love the pod and I listen every week. Thanks, girls. I love yous.
I, do you know what? The other day was on our good friend La 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 Let Me Explain's Instagram. Mm. And I don't know if you saw this post. She did a post and it was something about this girl is allergic to condoms. Because a lot of people are.
Yeah, yeah.
The pill really doesn't suit her. She doesn't want to get the injection or
such
a coil.
Such a hard situation.
So she said to her boyfriend, I'm going to go on natural cycles. And he was like, well, I'm not comfortable with that. Why is it put on us?
Why is it wow. put on
us? I'm not comfortable
yeah,
with
I'm
that.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that.
Nice that you can think that.
And again, let's why is it her then? Getting sterilised? Because he vasectomies are reversible.
So this is the thing that I was going to say. Yeah. I'll be honest, I'm not 100%, you will know more than me. But in my mind, allegedly, a snip is easier and more reversible than a woman being yeah. sterilised.
Yeah.
I hate the word sterilised, you know. Yeah. I think that's a horrible word.
I think you can reverse that as well,
but I think it's sure. a bigger op for a woman. Now, I might be wrong.
You'd have to get put to sleep and stuff. I think that they're awake when they have the vasectomy.
All I would say is, me and James have had this conversation, funnily enough, and if we choose to or not to have another child, wherever we decide to go with that, after that, he will be getting the snip. Because I am not spending my life worrying about contraception. I'm fucking not. I've done it for long enough. I am not doing it. But I would be making him get the snip, not me be sterilised. And I feel like it's a bigger operation for women.
Do you know what, though? I think my mum was 40s and she had a hysterectomy. Yeah. Because she had fibroids. Mm-hmm. And I have got the same. I've constantly got cysts on yeah. my ovaries, haven't mm-hmm. I? Yeah. Like, constantly. I've had, I think, 3 operations now.
Yeah. That's why you couldn't come to my first wedding.
Yeah. And basically, if you go on the pill, it stops you from ovulating, so you can't get a cyst.
Right, okay.
Which is interesting, because a cyst is when you ovulate and then it gets surrounded in... encapsulated stuff. Yeah. So she had a hysterectomy in her 40s, and to be fair, like she said, it was one of the best things she's ever done, because your periods
yeah.
get worse before they stop.
Yeah.
Then also hormones. Like you're taking away a certain type of cancer you could get in that
yeah,
area.
That's true.
By taking it out. Your hormones, though, I think you have to go and have like HRT kind of vibes,
right, okay.
because they don't release.
But sterilization isn't like a hysterectomy, is it? Sterilization isn't.
Cut you, the tie you
something
tubes,
like
isn't
that.
It?
Yeah. I think the only thing I would say is my kind of outlook on life is never say never. And that's why I would be a little bit concerned doing anything that wasn't really definitely reversible. Because sometimes you can think you feel a certain way and you're never going to change your mind. Never, never. Who knows what life is going to throw at you? Like,
yeah.
you don't know. I'm sure you wouldn't. But say you split up with your partner, you met someone new, fell madly in love with them, they had no kids. Your entire life can change just like that. So I would be...
still so young.
I personally would be really unkeen to take the option away
might
from myself.
Be, worth going to see, like, a therapist or someone, like a third party...
Well, I get the facts. Which one's
like,
safer?
Yeah.
Which one's safer? Which one's more reversible? Which one causes less damage overall?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would look at that, and then I would go with the one as a couple that is the safest for the pair of you and the most reversible. Because who fucking knows what's going to happen? But I wouldn't be keen to be sterilised unless... I would rather James get the snip, I'll be totally honest. And that's because I'm selfish.
Mm.
But I'm not selfish. But I just think... that's just what I would do.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
He will, like, absolutely. If we decide to have another child, after that, snip, snip. Or if we don't, snip, snip. Because okay. I will never go on contraception again. Okay?
Yeah.
If you're listening, James, put your willy on the table.
Chop, can I just chop. Say, though, girls, as well, like, adding in, I...
interjecting.
...will be giving the advice to my daughters to freeze their eggs when they're about 25.
There's a girl I know on Instagram that I met through Insta, and she's doing it right now.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Because there's 2 girls that I know of our age, and they've had to have chemotherapy and radiotherapy very, very fast because they've been diagnosed fast for cancer.
No time to freeze.
No time to freeze your eggs.
Oh. And you're already going through pure shit, and
exactly.
then you find out that you can't have children too. That must be really, really awful.
If I wanted to freeze my eggs now... well, I'd have to pay, right?
Yeah. Everyone has to pay.
Yeah. So that, but that's the thing, like, not everyone's in that position to do that.
I agree totally. But
it's your priority if you can go on holiday to the Maldives.
If you can afford a boob job.
Yeah. No,
it's a hard one because I'm 36 and I wouldn't think to do that.
There's probably never been a time where you've had to spare X amount of thousands.
And also what I'm saying is when you're 25, you're going to get loads of eggs and they're going to be good quality.
Do you know what it is?
It's
I think
quite
it's
invasive.
About educating young
it's
women.
It's not
more.
As invasive as what you think, Christina.
Oh, really?
No.
That's what you have to take, like, injections and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I think I just educating. Think
in your grand scheme of
no,
life,
I agree. It's like, educating yeah. women more, and yes,
you're
it
taking
is a cost.
Control over you, over yeah, your yeah, fertility yeah, and yeah. your decisions.
Yeah.
I honestly, I totally agree. Call me delusional if I think that I think in total it costs about £5,000. Right? I personally would get that
priority.
On a 0%
yeah
finance
card, yeah.
situation. And
we don't
I would
advocate any type of
no, but I would prioritise doing that now yeah. because when I got sat down and they told me like
you would have paid
you're infertile basically and now I can't I don't think freeze my eggs because they said if it gets to my blood is a certain number and it would be considered
not worth it.
No, like them stealing my money.
I think all it is, it's about education. It's about teaching people and it becoming quite a normal thing almost. Because like you've just said, people will spend £5,000 on a boob job, but they would be like, oh God, freezing my eggs, £5,000, not spending that.
Yeah.
Well, that's all very well in your 20s when you're not bothered about children potentially. But if you then, like you say, get sat down
cancer treatment
or have
well.
To get cancer and then that option is taken away, that £5,000 probably doesn't sound that expensive anymore.
No.
And one of the things that I keep thinking about, if me and James do decide to have another child, I'm going to be, well, I'm 34 next month.
Mm.
I got pregnant like that with Thea. It's probably not going to happen like that this time. And it does worry me a little bit. I don't know yet what journey I'm going to have to go on. I might go
yeah,
and get my
yeah,
eggs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll obviously tell the pod everything. I might go and it might not happen. Because I'm going to be 10 years older, nearly, having another baby than I was with Thea.
Yeah.
So it is something that I do think if, you know...
If you'd have done when you were 25 and you knew the eggs are there. And then you're not putting pressure on yourself to rush into things.
But I would never have done it at 25 because I was already having a baby with who I thought was going to be my husband then. So that's why what I mean when I say everything changes, guys.
It is what it is.
Insurance policies.
Mm. Love that. Right, I've got a slutty Sue here.
Go on. By the way, guys, this is a very long podcast and enjoy. We've given you a load back.
Right, okay.
Sometimes it goes that way.
Girls, please keep me anonymous. This is very serious. I ended up back at someone's house, should I say mansion. This guy is a famous athlete. I was hanging out with him all night. Okay.
Do I know who this is? You're looking at me.
I don't know who it is.
No, you're looking at me as if I know who the person is.
I was hanging out with him all night. He was buying bottles and I thought, fuck it, I'll go back
yeah.
and shag him. It was absolutely horrendous. The worst sex of my life.
Oh, dear.
He was so selfish, pushing my head down. You know the drill.
Oh.
Anyway, long story short, on the way out of his mega mansion, I saw a Cartier bangle on the side and I thought, fuck it, that's mine. I took it home with me.
No.
I've not heard of him since, but I feel really guilty. I've Googled and it is circa £15,000.
Put it through
his pounds. What do I do?
Go back and put it in the middle of the night, put a hood up and go and post it back.
No.
Post it to his house. You can't stay up. Post it to his house. Put it in a jiffy bag. Post it to his house. No, he won't know it was her.
Should we make it a thing now where if men don't make you come, to you rob them on the way out?
No. Get the bracelet. I've got a better idea. Send him a fake one back.
Oh, my God.
No, send it back. You can't do that. Send it back. You will get bad karma for that. And just next time, pick who you shag or masturbate during sex so that you come.
How rich is he?
Like,
is he rich or is he rich, rich? Well, he's not noticed it. He's not texted
her. Do you know what the funny thing is? If you were like, that would almost be like taking a pound coin out of someone's jar on the way out to some people.
So you've Googled the price of the bracelet. I Google his weekly wages.
And then work out whether
And then work out the extent.
Put it in a jiffy bag and fucking send it back.
I would say to him, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know how it happened. This ended up in my bag and I have no idea. Like, I just took my bag off the side and it was there and I found it.
No,
that's
because
what
then
I would
you look
say.
Like a psychopath. And what if she's not got his number? She said she's not heard of him.
Right. Okay. Bandana around your face. Hood up.
Yeah, but what car are we travelling in?
We're getting an Uber.
Yeah, but then it's
no,
still...
two Ubers. There's going to be one at the top and one at the bottom. Yeah, I would have you doing this with me. You know that. And you would. We'd have a tranny van. You hire the tranny van, right? You have your sunglasses on and a band, a cling film around your head, right? I get out. You give me a leg up.
Throw it over the fence.
No, you give me a leg up.
Yeah.
I climb over.
Right.
I put it through the letterbox. Oh, I'm stuck now on the other side.
But also, if he's rich, he'll have security outside his house.
Like, if they bring the police and think we were being stolen.
Yeah, and then they bring what the fuck are you doing? Okay, sorry, I'm just giving back something I robbed.
I stole. Okay, scrap that. We post it. We post it back. And we put FYI. And he probably shags bear girls. So it could have been any of them. Yeah. Give it back, you little bugger. But maybe first get some pictures with it on. Yeah. Or replace it with a fake and send that back. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. She would feel bad, like,
give it back.
Wearing it.
You can't wear it again. Give it back. Give it back. It's bad karma.
Do you know what, though? Let's gaslight him. Shouldn't be bringing randoms back into his house anyway.
Shouldn't he? Should have hidden his bracelet.
Yeah.
And he's probably got CCTV and seen her putting it in the fucking bag. And that's why he's probably not messaged her, because he thinks she's a tramp. Have you thought of that one?
Oh my God. What anyway, if the police turn up for her
house? We're making her feel worse here, not better. On that note, we have talked for too long. Any more naughty stories, tell us and we'll make you feel better about them.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Don't forget to leave the reviews. 5 stars.
Don't slag Christina off. Bye.
Or me.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.